It's time for another episode of The Accidental Entrepreneur.
I always like to do something, you know. I decided to stay home with the kids, which I think it was the best thing I ever done. But I lost all the experience.
With the time of being a mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I love it.
Nobody wants to give up time with their children. Nah, that's, you know, I think best it was time the best of your life. Thing.
But while I was home with my kids, I decided I want to do something.
Right.
So I started doing a research into opening my own little kids buddy place.
Like a home-based business.
No, I wanted a business.
Oh, you want to be like a real location.
Yes, I wanted a location.
You get out of the house.
Big.
Right, okay.
Well, I was in the house all day long.
Yeah, you want to get out. Sure, I understand
get
that.
Dressed,
I know. My wife would cry to me like, I got to get out of this house. I can't deal with it.
I want to put my high heels on.
That's why they invented
on.
All those things. What do they call them? Like gymboree where you take the kids. You want to get out of the house, the other moms, or else you go nuts.
I loved it.
Yeah, or else that's how she made a lot of her friends when we started, when we moved here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how I started, because I used to bring the kids to all these different places. I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
The information provided in these episodes is for entertainment purposes only. It is not a guarantee of success or to be construed as advice of any kind. You should always seek advice from local licensed professionals before making any decisions.
The dictionary defines an entrepreneur as a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk. People often start a business without much choice, perhaps due to a job loss or just being dissatisfied at work, and they come up with an idea they just know can be successful. They become entrepreneurs by accident. That is to say, their success or failure happens by accident, not with intention. My name is Mitch Beinhacker. I'm a corporate attorney and a business advisor. You're listening to The Accidental Entrepreneur, my podcast about how to achieve success on purpose, not by accident. Join me along with our monthly guests where we share our knowledge and help you get a hold of your business. And now on to today's episode.
Hi, my name is Claudia Gades. I'm entrepreneur, owner of Apex Building Services, a commercial cleaning company located in Clinton, New Jersey.
All right, so Claudia, thanks for coming in the rain to my office to talk about your business and your company and your background. But before we get into Apex and what it does and how it's growing, why don't you talk about, I know you're from Colombia, right?
Yes.
And talk about growing up in Colombia, what got you to the United States, and so all those types of things.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. And okay, how do we start this?
So you were born in Colombia, right?
I was born and raised in Colombia.
Okay.
I was 17 when my parents decided to come to the United States.
You lived most of your childhood in Colombia.
In Colombia.
You were a teenager, 17. It's like 11th grade, right? Near the end of high school.
Last year of high school was not easy.
Okay. So you moved your senior year in high school?
My senior year in high school.
That's hard for any teenager. Yeah.
So it was really bad. We came into to live in Plainfield.
Okay.
So I was supposed to graduate from Plainfield High School.
Now, is there a big Colombian community in Plainfield?
Not at that time.
Okay.
Now it is. Okay. Not at that time. At that time was, I think we're pretty much the only ones.
Okay. Now, you left Colombia. Things were not good in Colombia?
It was in the 80s.
Okay.
Where all the beginning of the drug war.
Was just starting.
It was just kind of starting, and it was the beginning of it. And I think my parents or my father kind of saw that coming. He wanted a better future for us.
Okay.
My brothers, my sister, you know. So
right.
He made the decision, and I believe it was the right decision at the time.
Now, you told me you didn't speak any English. Did none of your family spoke English?
No.
Nobody?
None of us spoke English.
Wow.
We decided to come. We waited for 5 years for the family to ask for all the
legalities. You have to file paperwork, and then you get
admitted
to the United States and the whole thing, yeah.
Exactly. So
but
we
that
waited
ended
for five
when
years.
So that started when you're 12, and now you're 17, you're moving.
Correct.
Oh, so you didn't even know going through high school and middle school, when you'd move or whatever,
we
right?
We knew we were moving.
Right, just up,
and
in,
we were
up in the air.
Excited about it.
Wow.
And we knew we had to learn the language, but we, you know, in high school, they teach you English. Like,
oh, they do in Colombia teach English?
Like in here, they teach Spanish.
Right, but if you're not living in the culture, it's very hard. Like I used to know Spanish in high school. I took 4 years. I could go to like Mexico and talk Spanish for like a couple of years. And then after that, I don't speak Spanish anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. You just like kind of forget it.
I don't use it here.
So we came here, and then we as a family, I guess, decided that my father and the four of us, my brothers and my sister, we were going to go to school to learn the language while my mom stay home and help us out with the house duties.
Okay. And you have a brother and a sister?
Two brothers and a sister.
Okay, two brothers. So it's four of you.
It's four of us.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you the oldest or?
I'm the third one.
Your third oldest.
The third.
I mean, is one above you or one below you?
It's one below me.
Okay, so you have two older two and old. One younger.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And then, so we started at Union County College.
Okay, sure.
And then.
And Cranford.
In Cranford, but we took the classes in Plainfield.
Oh, there's a campus there too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It was a brand new campus then in Plainfield.
Right, because Plainfield's in Union County, and I think North Plainfield, South, they're all in different counties.
They're all different counties,
yeah, so
I know.
Plainfield is Union, okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize they had a campus over there, okay.
Yes, they did. I think they still do.
And they probably do, yeah.
So we went to school. We went through all the different levels of ESL, English as a Second Language.
Right.
And I got my... So going back, I didn't graduate from Plainfield High School because it was hard.
Right.
I didn't speak English.
No English.
So I kind of quit.
Okay.
I went home crying like 2 days later. Right. This is horrible.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish, but I took my GED.
Okay.
I went through my levels of ESL. And then after that, we have moved to Piscataway. So went to Middlesex County College, and I started my accounting degree.
Okay. Now, it was two older sisters, you said?
One older brother, a sister.
So were they in college already when you moved from Columbia?
My oldest brother was in the university, yes.
Okay.
He was studying pure math.
So he had to transfer to here?
Yes.
Where did he end up going?
He went to NJIT.
Oh, sure, in Newark.
In Newark.
Yeah.
Yes.
I work with a lot of the incubators there. They have a lot of... really great programs now.
Okay. Yes, yeah. They do. He really likes.
Yeah.
Now he lives in Boston and he runs his own company,
oh,
too.
Wow.
He's an
great
entrepreneur.
Oh,
too.
Okay. Good. Well, maybe I can interview him remotely on the podcast. We can do it on the
phone. Oh, he's very successful on what he does. I think it's awesome. And my sister works for the North Plainfield school system.
Okay.
And she graduated from Raritan Valley Community College.
Oh, sure.
Yes. And my younger brother is another entrepreneur.
Okay.
He has his own business as a trucking.
So business like runs in your blood.
Yeah, my dad was an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I think that's who we are.
Yeah, right. Instead of working for people.
And now that I think about it, my grandparents too.
Yeah.
Because back in Colombia, my grandmother ran her own business too.
What kind of business?
She used to have a sewing, old like military hats.
Okay.
For Colombia military.
Wow.
So they did all that.
This was like. They had government contracts.
Yes. It was all about with the government.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So now that I think about it, I just thought
Yeah, there
it.
You go. It's been three generations.
So I guess we'd be all entrepreneurs.
See what you figure out when you sit down and you talk about it?
Yes.
All right. So let's go back. So you got your GED.
Yes.
And then you went to...
Middlesex County College.
Right.
And started my accounting degree.
Okay.
But I never finished.
Okay.
Because when...
How old were you at this point?
I guess 20.
Okay, you were young. Okay, you've only been here a couple of years.
Yes.
Okay.
But what happened is that when I came home crying from the experience of high school,
right?
My mom says, well, this is very simple.
Right.
You either go to school or you go work in a factory.
Right, you're going to get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
not going to sit around, do nothing. Nothing.
Now that I'm a mom, I'm like, well, that's pretty much the right way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But at that time, it's horrible.
Yeah, no, you're a teenager.
You
don't, right.
You know? So I went to work where she worked, my sister worked, all of us work in the same factory.
Oh, okay.
And I guess the owner of that factory took my sister and I under his wing.
Now, what did the factory do?
They did, at that time, it was geriatric products.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Like bedding for hospitals,
yeah, sure.
And things like that.
That's what they sold to, mostly hospitals?
Yes. And,
okay.
It was all about healthcare.
Uh-huh, okay.
So... my sister and I started working in the factory, and then he kind of started giving us like little duties in the office.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know.
More administrative stuff.
More administrative stuff. With
right.
Lower level, but
right.
You know.
But you're learning about how to run the business, things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So with that say, my sister and I work in the office, and then I started doing accounts payables, accounts receivables, all that. Then I went to... school for accounting because I thought that's what I liked.
Oh, okay. So that kind of led you to...
And he
you
pushed
did that
us.
With him, and then you went to the got your accounting degree.
Yes. Okay. And he pushed us to go to school.
Okay.
Goes, you have
now,
to
did you
do
keep
it.
Working there while you went to school?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And he helped us.
He helped you pay for it.
Pay for
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
School too. He,
that's nice.
As long as we got good grades, he
right.
was reimbursing. So why not?
Okay.
Right?
Good.
So he did it, and then I got the opportunity to work for the corporate office, and he gave a recommendation for me to get interview. For the corporate.
So and it was a bigger company. This was just a one location?
This
for
is
a
one
bigger
location.
Company?
It was 13 companies within this umbrella,
oh,
this
okay.
corporate umbrella.
Okay.
And I got the opportunity to interview for the accounting department. I went to work with them. And then I was able to do the run the accounting as a junior accountant without a degree.
Right.
For these 13 different companies.
So you were still working on your degree at that point?
I was still working on my degree.
Okay.
And then, like I always say, life goes on, gets on your way.
Right. That's true.
You meet a person and then you fall in love. And then I yeah. think the rest of it,
it
you know.
Knocks you off your,
off your feet.
You know, nothing happens in a straight line in life, right? There's always things that are knocking at you.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
But you got your degree.
No, I did not.
Oh, not at that point. You were.
No.
Now, how old are you at this point?
22.
Okay.
22. Yeah, just about
okay.
22.
So how much had you done? Like 2 years at that point?
Almost 2 years,
okay.
yes.
So you're like halfway through kind of.
I was halfway through it. I was almost 2 years. And then, you know, I met this person. And then, of course, we dated. We got married. You know, then the kids came along the way.
Right.
So I never finished my degree. I always liked to do something, you know, I decided to stay home with the kids, which
right.
I think it was the best thing I ever done. But I lost all the experience, you
with
know,
the time of being
with
yeah,
the time of
being a mom.
Yeah,
right.
Which I love it. I would not. I mean, it's
yeah.
Just,
nobody wants to give up time with their children.
Nah,
that's you know
I think
best
it was
time
the best
of your
thing.
Life.
But while I was home with my kids, I decided I want to do something.
Right.
So I started doing a research into. Opening my own little kids party place.
Like a home-based business.
No, I wanted a business.
Oh, you want to be like a real location.
Yes, I
okay.
wanted a location.
You get
I
out
was
of
thinking
the house.
Big.
Right, okay.
Well, I was in the house all day long.
Yeah, you so want to get out. Sure, I understand
get
that.
Dressed
I know,
wanted...
my wife would cry to me like, I got to get out of this house. I can't deal with it.
I want to put my high heels on.
That's why they invented
and...
all those things. What do they call them? Like Gymboree where you take
yes.
the kids. You want to get out of the house, see other moms, or else you go
I
nuts.
I loved it.
Yeah, or else that's how she made a lot of her friends when we started, when we moved here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how I started because I used to bring the kids to all these different places. I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this. So I created Piñatas Plus.
Okay.
Which is my own, it was my own concept, my own thing. It was about old-fashioned games.
Okay.
You know, and teaching the kids how to play together, not to just throw them somewhere and
right.
let them be. It was about all high.
But this was like a party, like people come for their birthday parties or?
Yes.
Okay.
So they came for the kids' birthday parties, then the kids have fun. So, and I run it and I play with the kids all day long. So I used
okay.
to have between 5 to 7 parties on a Saturday and a Sunday.
Oh, busy.
Oh, I was one
so
of
So most them. Of it's weekend because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday,
during
Sundays.
The week is, yeah.
Yeah. So, and during the week I run like a Mommy and Me.
Yeah,
classes.
The moms to come in
and
spend
playing.
Time together. Yeah.
Yeah. So the moms can talk.
They'll lose their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the
where was this located?
It was in Phillipsburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's out west.
Yes.
You got to go out 78, right?
Last exit
yep.
of 78.
Is it the last exit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was fine while it lasted.
Okay.
2008 came.
Okay.
Then the recession came.
Yeah. That's when everything blew up.
And nobody had extra money to spend on the kids.
Right. It's true.
You know what? You're coming home and playing.
Yeah, it wasn't a necessity. It was a
no.
luxury.
And I think with that came the technology, too. We're like, you know, our kids start growing up with the
right.
PlayStation and all these things. So that's like, okay, so it's easier to keep to entertain the kid. With
right,
the
you didn't have to go out and find something all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think we're all guilty of like, oh
right.
God, this is so much easier.
Yeah, I wonder if you look at those businesses today, like Gymboree, are they hurting? Is it more difficult now or because of technology? It might be.
It might be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But
right.
it's just one of those things that so 2008 hit and I sold it.
Okay.
You know, pretty much very cheap.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was either.
We got some money for it.
Let's get out of now.
Right. Yeah. Time to leave.
Time to leave.
Move on to other things.
Cut your losses early.
And what did your husband do at this point?
He was a police officer at that time.
This is your first husband?
That's my first husband.
Okay,
yeah.
He was a police officer. Okay.
And then, like I said, 2008 came with a recession and a depression because I sold my business. I got divorced. I was a single mom.
You took it all on at the same time.
At the same time.
Okay. And then it's always easier looking back than going through it.
Oh,
you
now
know?
I laugh.
Yeah.
Now I'm like.
It didn't feel that way then.
Oh, no. So now I laugh. And
right.
Whatever. And things happen for a reason. I'm a very positive person. And I'm like, you know, something good is coming out of
right,
this.
Right. Yeah.
What is it? I have no idea.
Yeah. Somebody told me once that that's when things are difficult. That's the good side of things are difficult. They're going to get better.
I heard that.
But it's also the bad side when things are really good. Somebody's just going to hit you over the head with something and
yeah. knock you down.
Right.
So, you know, whatever things happens.
So you're now a single mom. You got rid of your business.
Yes. And I had to move out of the house.
And you got divorced. So you got to move. Yeah. So the house, that's gone.
Yeah. Everything's
you
gone.
Were, where were you living at this point? Were you out west?
I was out west. I was in Stuartsville.
Oh, yeah. It's right near Phillipsburg. Yeah.
So I decided
there's a golf course out there. I think I played golf one time out in Stuartsville.
Oh, yes. Two
there's
of them.
There's a bunch of them out there. Yeah.
There's two pretty right. good ones. So then I decided to move to Huntington County, you know,
okay.
White House Station. You know, I want to get my kids in a better school district.
Right. Now, did you end up that far west because of your husband's job?
No, because we liked the area at the time.
You're already in Plainfield and you just kept going west.
I know. When from Plainfield, we went to Dinneland. Dinneland, we went there and I'm going back.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I liked it. We liked the area.
Right.
Back then, it was so beautiful.
Yeah, you had a lot of land. It was open, yeah. right?
Now,
it's getting built up.
Traffic is horrible.
Yeah. So it happens. It keeps going west, you know.
Yes.
That's what happens, yeah.
So, you know, just me being entrepreneur and wanted to do something, you know, so I said, okay, I don't want to go back to corporate America.
Right.
I don't want to just kind of
work for somebody.
Yeah. It's just so hard, you know, but I do need a paycheck, right?
You're right. You got to pay the bills.
I got to pay the bills. So I had the opportunity to start working with these commercial cleaning company.
Okay.
I guess using my marketing abilities that, you know, I love. I'm very hands-on and I'm very creative when it comes to that. So I got the opportunity to work with that. And but in the meantime, I went back to school.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I'm sorry.
So to finish your degree.
On 2009, I kind of went and I said, you know what? I want to do what I always wanted to do.
Right.
Okay. And it was school. I want to go back to school. I want to finish and I want to get my degree.
Good.
And once.
And you were how old at this point?
I was 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Takes a lot when you're 40 to do that.
Oh, it was horrible.
My mom did it. She was like 28, 29. I don't know how you do when you're 40, but that's good. Okay. So you figured you needed your degree. You wanted your degree.
And
one thing you didn't
finish. I
wanted
it more than what I needed it, I think.
Right. Because you were like, it was like something unfinished, right?
Unfinished.
Right.
And it's something that I probably wanted it more. And my older brother, he was like, you're doing it. He goes, you got to do it.
He's the engineer?
He's an engineer. Yeah. He goes, you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's like not, so. I finished my two years.
Okay, but you're working at the cleaning company to pay your bills at the same time.
That was right before the cleaning company.
Oh, so you did that before?
Before I was doing ad jobs.
Okay,
I was helping a friend doing operations for a cleaning company, but I was just kind of like, okay, this is a side job while I put myself through school.
Okay.
I did photography. I did a few
whatever you needed
things.
To do, right?
Yeah, to put me by
now,
myself.
Now you were
back.
Were you divorced at this point?
Yes.
Okay, so just you.
Yeah, it was just me.
Okay.
By myself.
All right. Good.
And then I was going back to school to get my degree, and I did it in business and marketing.
Okay.
I figured I want to be out.
Right.
I want to talk with people. I want to kind of like, you know.
Right.
Just fun. I don't want accounting.
Right.
I couldn't see
counting
myself.
Counting, you're sitting behind a calculator all the time.
And no windows. No,
right.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you're a people person.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love to
no,
networking.
No, so that's a good choice.
Yeah, I love networking. I love to be out. You know, I love to be around people. So I went for it. And then after my 2 years, like I was saying, my brother is like, no, you're not quitting here. You're finishing. I'm like, I can't go to a regular university.
Now, where did you say you went? Raritan?
I went to Warren County Community College.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Fairleigh Dickinson.
And finished up there.
And finished up in there.
Okay, good.
And I was so good. I was so proud of myself. My kids were so proud. And I did something. I like, you know, I somebody once told me I couldn't do it because of my English barrier.
They said you'll never be able to do it.
No.
Well, we won't mention their name. They're wrong.
They're wrong.
Yeah.
And clearly. They were wrong.
Yeah.
And they say because my accent and my English barrier and whatever, right. I could never do that.
Right.
And they said it with love, if you know.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Right.
And
well, you showed them.
I showed them.
Maybe
that
it gave
I was able
you
to
a little
it.
Bit more push, right?
I was graduated in cum laude.
Nice.
So
I didn't graduate that high. Yeah.
So I was so proud of myself. And with that, then I got this job at this commercial cleaning company that they gave me a great opportunity. And I did I was a marketing assistant for them.
Right, because you now have a degree. You're not cleaning buildings. No. You're working in their office.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, administration and running the office.
And
right.
So it was like, oh my God, I like this.
Yeah.
Because cleaning is not about just to like the regular person who goes up there and does the toilets and the tables and the chairs. No, it's a lot more involved.
Especially on the commercial side, right?
Side. It's a lot more involved. So I learned how to do all the marketing. I worked with them for a while. Then I had a great opportunity to move on as in the sales part of it.
Okay.
And for a little while with another company. And I loved it. I'm like, this is the way I want to do.
You know,
this is what
so you're
I
about
like.
mid-40s at this point?
About, 43, 44. Okay. I'm giving my age, you know, as the time goes on. Four would not.
It gives it away.
It gives it
you go through the story, but yeah.
I know. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you. And then I got the opportunity, but then it didn't work out with that company. So I worked with another company. I moved to another company.
But you still got experience, right? Selling for them. Yeah, so that's good.
It just didn't, it wasn't the right,
it was the right fit.
Fit at the time.
Right.
And then I went for another company and I worked with them for a number of years as a different. I did operations for them. I did marketing for them. I did sales for them. I grew the business as well as I grew myself, the knowledge. And I'm like, I really like and enjoy doing this. And then at the meantime, I met my current husband.
Okay.
Which I said I never get married again.
Right. No, did you? You were like, I'm never going to get married again.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we did. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying the ride. You know, I'm a newlywed. So.
Right. Now, you're not having kids with him. So he's got kids.
At this age, I am not having no kids.
Right.
I'd be lucky if I get a dog.
Yeah,
but
you can have my dogs.
That's another
dog. It's like, if the dogs die, we got to get another dog. We're not getting another dog. It's too much.
Too much. But you want them. You mean
Well, they're sweet. But
No, we're not. He has two kids. I have two kids.
Perfect.
He works for a company. You know, he's good in there. I'm good here. But he was a great supporter. And the day that I met him, he always says, you need to open your own business.
Oh, so you hadn't opened the business yet.
No.
When you met him.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's good. And he
but
was very supportive of
it. Very pushing
that's
me
good.
To do this. And I can't
because you need a supportive spouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then So then we kind of like, I went with this company. I worked for a number of years. I learned a lot. And then this other company that I worked right before this, they called me up and he says, Claudia, we have a great opportunity. We want to take the company to the next level. We want you in the team.
Okay.
As a CEO of the company. So I'm like, of course.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity.
So it was a great opportunity. Money was good. Everything was good. And my husband goes, they're calling you for a reason. You need to open your own business.
Right.
But no, I want to give it a try.
Right.
I want to see what's involved. And I give it a try.
Okay.
It was good. Again, this little person in the back of my mind is like, you need to do it. You need to do it.
Right. Well, they probably saw that in you. That's why they asked you to be the CEO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what my husband said.
They saw that you have the talent to do it. Okay.
So September, a year ago, then we kind of looked at each other and we're like, you know what? Let's do it. And then I started my company, and it's been a wonderful ride.
So it's only hasn't just been a year?
It's been a year, yes.
Okay.
A little bit over a year. Now I have about 20 employees.
Okay.
I have.
So you started, you had no employees, had no customers?
No, no customers, nobody.
Completely from the beginning.
So I did my own appointments. I did my own marketing.
Okay, so this is an entrepreneur podcast, right?
Yes.
So here you go. You're leaving your company, right? What's the first thing you do? Maybe you make plans and you write some things down, but what's the first, like, how do you get your first account? What do you do? What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Okay. It's who you know.
My 20 listeners want to know. Okay. It's a growing group, but.
Okay. No, we're going to make it bigger
too,
right?
Yeah, let's make it bigger.
Okay. Now how do I start it is who you know.
Right. You start with who you know.
Networking. That's
good. Okay.
So I started by sending an email to all my friends.
Anybody that you know could introduce you to somebody who owns a business, who needs professional cleaning services.
Professional cleaning. And then I know somebody who can do like inside sales, like cold calling. So I call her up and I said, okay, she's starting her business. I'm starting mine. Let's do it together. So I said, this is how much I can afford.
And she's like a cold caller? She was starting a cold calling business?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good timing.
So, so she started calling and then she started making appointments for me. And I go there and I started landing my first, account within like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, you have to go to all these appointments in order to do it.
Right. It wasn't your first appointment. It was your first customer. It took probably a couple meetings, right?
You know, a couple meetings, but it was my first appointment. My first appointment is my first customer.
Oh, good.
Yes. We won't tell her because I think she thinks that I was already a big company.
Right. But, you know, she grew with you.
I should let her know
yeah, well, you
my
should
first
thank
customer.
Her for giving you a chance.
It gave me a chance, and she's very happy, and I use her for referrals all the time.
Yeah.
She's very happy. So that's how my company grew, you know.
Okay.
That. And then now I have a marketing person in the office, and I have another inside salesperson in the office.
So some of it's cold calling, some of it's referrals.
Yes.
Some of it's taking really good care of your customers, and then they
refer
like their
friends. I have one account where, like, I started with them with a smaller office. And then now I'm doing three of their offices, you know, three in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah. So you got people out like every day and night, right?
Every day. Yeah. Seven days a week. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm out too.
Yeah. So now 20 accounts right now?
I have about 20.
20 employees.
20 employees. Yes.
And how many customers do you have?
I have about 23.
Okay, so if you add, let's say you add another five more, do you have to hire more people?
I'm always hiring people.
So they're like at capacity. All these people are real busy.
Yes, they're at capacity. But again, with that, I have a list of people that I had interviewed throughout the last year and a half.
Okay.
And I have, so when I have an account in a certain, let's say Flemington, then I call the people in the Flemington area that I had already interviewed.
Okay.
And I interview them again to see if it's the right job for their right location.
But are they're part-time workers? They're not salaried
they're all part-time.
People. Yeah, they're not on.
Yeah, most of these people have full-time jobs.
Oh, they have other jobs
and they just do
this for extra money?
Yeah, for extra money.
It's mostly night work?
It's a night work,
because the businesses have to be closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only have a few accounts that they do during the day.
Okay.
But most of them are at night, yes.
Okay.
Some of them are one day a week.
Right.
Some are 5 days a week.
Oh, yeah. Depends on the business.
Depends
how many people,
on the business.
Right?
Is some of them are specialty cleaning, which we do clean rooms and labs.
Oh,
so those they have to
do
be
special
trained.
Stuff. You got it right.
Yeah. So because it's a different type of cleaning, so we do medical facilities, which are different cleaning than the regular office.
Right.
You know. So
how did you learn that from other businesses that you worked for?
I had learned that with them.
Okay.
And I had gone to different training throughout this last year and a half.
To learn more.
Yes. So I had done clean
rooms. It's like a certification? You get certification for certain medical stuff?
You have it's not a certification, but
it's a
knowledge.
Training.
It's a knowledge and training.
So it's
training.
It's not like, okay.
It's not like you need to be certified.
Right. It's like,
I've been trained in different aspects of cleaning are different things.
Right.
You know, like hospitals you do different than you do the medical. The medical is different.
And you also take out, they take out the garbage, right? So certain things have to be disposed of differently than...
Yes, we don't do any biohazards.
Okay.
That I won't do.
Right, yeah, no. It's too risky, right?
Too risky, too much. No, I'm not...
Yeah, they have special services that come and pick that stuff up,
that,
right?
That's one of the specialties I do not want.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, like for example, in labs... or in clean rooms, it's a different type of garbage.
Okay.
So you dispose it differently, yes. But it's a you walk in into the rooms a different way that you will walk into an office. You know, you have to walk slow instead of when you come into a regular office, then you're just running right through it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's different. Okay.
And they have to train all your people to
so
do this.
So I do all the training.
Right.
Yes, I do all the training. I'm with them on the first day of the job. And I make sure I do the training and I make sure I teach them the way I want it because that's what I sell. Okay. I teach them how to use the chemicals because it's very important to know how to mix them properly. Or how to do, we use color-coded rags for different things.
Okay.
So we use, like for example, yellow for the bathrooms, red for the all the high touch point areas, green to do all the dusting, you know, so that way we can avoid cross-contamination.
Now, you created these systems?
I created a system on my own. No, it's in the industry.
Okay,
it's
so
been
it's
in the
common
industry.
Common practice.
Yes, it can be common practice, but I created a little bit more... a little bit deep into it.
Right. That makes sense, though, because you don't think about it. If you take all the rags, you put them all in and wash them all together, that's problems.
That's
or you
a problem.
Use them together, and now you're using the wrong ones different places.
Yes. So so to me, that's very important. It just take a little bit farther in where I have a specific chemical to a specific job.
Right.
So I'll make sure that I put yellow and like in little notes on the bottle where like they go with the yellow rags,
right.
You know, and then the yellow mop goes with the yellow, you know, so I kind of color coded everything to make sure that they, you know, put it in the proper place and they use it in the proper way.
Right. And these are all commercial cleaning chemicals, right? It's not like you're using Windex and Mr. Clean. These are in white big bottles and they get right.
No,
big...
Fabuloso. I'm sorry.
No, that's funny. Yeah. So you got to use commercial grade.
We use commercial grade chemicals. We use all NCL and Spartan chemicals.
Okay.
And it comes all with the proper SDS sheets, which is safety data material sheets. So we do all that. But what people don't understand is that I train my cleaners to make sure they understand the whole concept. And then I can say to my customer, yes, they do understand it. And then, yes, they do apply it. It's not like a... When I used to work for other companies, yes, they say certain things and then they go on like, I find Fabuloso in the closet or Clorox in the closet. I'm like, this is not part of it.
No.
Oh, but it smells so good. Oh, but people like it.
You mean like the cleaners would be doing it?
Yeah,
using the stuff
cleaners,
they're not supposed to use?
Yeah.
Because they think it smells good?
Because it smells good.
Yeah,
hello.
Well, being hired for a commercial job, you can't just...
You can't do that.
No.
But what I assure, because I am always on top of it, so I assure that my crews are going to use what I tell them what to do.
Right. Okay. Or you're going to replace them.
Simple as that.
You lose the business.
You lose the business.
Yeah.
You know, it's your job, it's my job, it's there. You know, but it goes down the, you know.
Now, you don't have... I know you said you're located in Clinton, but... You don't have like an office with a big training room. You don't need that stuff, right? Where they come to that location.
Not yet.
No?
Maybe eventually.
I mean, do you have trucks that they come and get in a van and go, or they just have to get there themselves?
No, they have to get there themselves.
Okay.
They have to make sure they have a driver license.
Okay.
They have to
make sure. So you don't have to have a truck fleet that you have to manage.
No.
Okay, good.
No, I think that's a totally different type of business.
It's probably not worth worth it.
I don't even know if it would be worth it or not. I just think it's too much liability, first of all.
Right.
And second, I think if you want the job, you should be responsible to get to a location.
Okay.
And
now, how do the chemicals get there? You guys deliver it.
We deliver. We set up a janitorial closet for them in a specific way where this is the way we do it and this is the way you need to.
right.
keep up with the janitorial
Then your workers class. Are the ones responsible for saying, we need to replace this, yes. replenish this.
And then once they called and they say, we need to replenish, then I send someone out to make sure everything is replenished.
Just look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We replenish the racks, everything else.
Right. But this way you keep your costs down. Like, you don't want to have office space and trucks when it doesn't make any extra money.
Yeah, it's not making extra money.
You can't raise the price more.
Yeah. No, we have, my husband built a sunroom.
Okay.
In the back of the house. It was going to be a little sunroom.
Yeah.
I thought maybe
now 20, it's your office, right?
20 by 12 at the time.
Okay.
I'm like, that would be perfect. It turned out to be a 600 square feet
okay.
sunroom. that's his hobby. He loves to build stuff.
That's good.
And that's our office.
Okay.
So
you don't have to go to work. You're there.
I'm always at work.
But I mean, you live at work.
I live at work.
But that's good and bad, right? Because you can't get away from it. But then also it's convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
But I work a lot. So it's good.
You're always thinking about your business.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's good because I'm always there and I don't have to go into an office. And then it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, now I got to drive home.
Right.
You can
there. Work late, right?
I can work late.
You could stop, have dinner, meet your husband, and then go back and finish things.
And finish up things, you know, or he's watching TV and I'm working or, whatever, but we're together.
Yeah.
So, which I think is an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a big part of the business too. He tries to be silent partner, but he can't.
Oh, he helps with everything?
He helps a lot.
Yeah. Now, you said he also has a job, right? What does he do?
He works for Corporate America. He's an engineer.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's an engineer, but I don't know what his title is so complicated. He's a global director for something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's funny because the company that he works for, they make the Fabuloso.
They do?
You're not bringing that home. This is a big joke between us.
Yeah, you probably could get it at a discount.
Oh, I'm sure I can. No, right. I don't want to.
No, it doesn't fit with your business.
No, so it's a joke between us all the time, about that. And, I said, you're not bringing that. He goes, oh, yes, we're. I'm like, no, we're not.
you could use it at home.
No.
You use all the serious stuff at home.
I do. Well, funny story, my cleaning lady, who's been with me for 19 years.
Okay.
She loves Clorox. And I tried to take her away from it and whatever. So
because it's toxic, right? I mean, it's not.
It's toxic. Yeah. The smells, the fumes itself are really bad for you. And it does clean, but it doesn't disinfect. I might be wrong, but, I just don't think it does.
Right.
As my commercial grade chemicals.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So I tried to train her a few times about our chemicals and then. Mm-mm,
she goes back.
She comes back and brings it. She brings her own little thing of Clorox. So last time she was over, I said, okay, Stella, we're going to do this. So we have a dispenser in our laundry room for our chemicals that we put in there. And this is how you do it. And I teach her everything about how we're going to use our proper chemicals for the proper thing. She goes, can I still use Clorox for the tops?
Yeah, she likes the fact that she thinks it's clean.
She thinks it's clean.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm like,
it's probably not even good for her to be using it all the time, right?
No, it shouldn't be good.
Yeah.
But then she's like, can I use it just on the tops? I'm like, can we use soft scrub? That's as far as I go.
That's a little bit better?
Not really, but it makes them white, the bleach, whatever.
Right.
So I'm like, if it's something, use that. Not that I agree with it, but,
Right.
Let's just... So
that's fun.
That was a big joke in the house.
So you've been working for companies in their administration, and then you went out on your own. So, what do you think is one of the bigger challenges of being your own boss? About being the entrepreneur.
Yes.
Like, what's the? Because you have the comparison to working for the company, and then owning the company. So, what'd you say is one of the hard things that you didn't?
All the administrator part of it.
Yeah, you just got to keep on top of everything, right?
Every day, you got to make sure you have the bills that are paid on time. And then you got to do all the payroll. And you got to count all the hours in. And you got to make sure all the supplies are at the right places at the right time. Make sure everybody goes to work every day.
That they all show up,
they
right?
They all show up.
The last thing you want to do is have a customer call you. Yes. Tell you they didn't show up.
I know. So you don't want that.
Right. Now, you're a young company. So do you have some people in that come to your house, administration people or not yet?
Not yet.
No. Just so you're building up to that.
I'm building to that. Yeah. I have my marketing person now, which okay. I think as the beginning of the year, she's going to have more of the administrative
part. Does
she
part work remotely?
No, she works
oh, she comes
in my
to your
little,
house?
In our office.
Okay.
Yeah. It's three people in our office.
Okay.
So she's going to start getting a little bit more things to do as the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Because you're busier.
So I'm start, you know, delegating right. things. We're hopefully by the end of January, we'll be hiring an operations person.
Okay.
So who will be working at night with the crews and then kind of delegating.
Supervise things, keep track of everything.
Chemicals, supplies. Right.
Is he going to go around to the different jobs?
Yes. So he will be, or she will be doing that part of it. So it gives me more time to do my sales.
Right.
And my, grow my company, you know, because that's the part I like to do.
Right. So now I'm always curious when I talk to business owners, do you have goals and things set, like how many customers you wanted to get this year? You know, you said you yes. need the operations person. Was that planned?
Yes.
Like you said, listen, by the time we have so many customers, we want to mm-hmm. have an operations person. That was yes. all laid out?
It was all laid out, yes.
Okay.
I have my little, I'm and a visual
revisit,
person.
So you revisit that all the time? Like,
yes.
okay, here we are. We got 20 now. We want to be at 25.
At 25, that's when the operation is coming in.
Yeah, because okay. then you Count. Know that you have enough money to have...
To cover his payroll or her
right.
payroll.
Yeah.
yes. So at first, I had my goals where I said, okay, I'm doing everything, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then by July of last year, I
okay.
said, I want to have my marketing person.
Okay. And that was what, 6 months in?
Six, seven months
you
in.
You started around the
yes.
around January? Okay.
So I said, I want to do, you know, by July, I want to have somebody... marketing and targeting and doing all email blasts and Facebook and LinkedIn and
right.
all the things that I love to do, but I don't have the time to do.
Right.
So I set everything up. Now she's doing great at that.
So did you know that by July you either needed a certain amount of revenue or you needed a certain amount of customers in order to bring her on?
No and yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do need the money in order to pay the person.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but, right. Exactly.
But the way I was thinking is if I hire that person, she's going to bring me the revenue
right.
to cover.
So you're willing to take a little risk, maybe if you don't have the money completely, to bring her in because it'll
yes.
grow the revenue.
It will grow the revenue.
And that's happened, obviously.
And it's happening, yes.
Yeah.
I we've seen it now.
Right.
And it's doing great. So now... When that, then I said by 9 months in or so of the year, I want to have an inside salesperson that it comes.
So September, October.
Yes.
So you have one?
And then we have one, yes.
Okay, good.
So he's kind of new to the company, but I think he's a great fit. I think he's doing good. And then again, this month is for every business is dead.
Right, yeah.
So, but hopefully January, then. He's building his clientele.
I would think it'd be real busy. People have all these Christmas parties. Yeah. They probably trash their offices.
Yeah.
They need you to come and do extra cleaning,
extra
no?
Extra cleaning. With the current customers, yes.
Right. Oh, but people aren't like
making
hiring.
Decisions.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
People are not
it's like
making
if they want somebody new, they say, you know what? Let's just put it off till January.
January. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Nobody's making decisions at
right.
this time of the
you
year.
You go to their holiday parties. You meet them. You give them your card. And you say, I'll call you in January.
And hopefully they
right.
call me in January.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, you call them. You can have your salesperson call that's them.
I have
right.
to.
So, yeah.
So that's our goals. And then I say by the first month of the following year, within between 20 to 25 accounts, bringing certain amount of revenue, then I can hire an operations person.
Ah, okay, good. So you did know where you needed to be
yeah.
to hire the operations person.
Yeah. So I set goals.
Right.
And the same thing with the revenue. This is where we want to be at our first year. We already surpassed that.
Good.
Which I'm very happy.
Yeah.
My husband has bigger goals.
Okay.
Mine are more...
Step up slowly, right?
Little ones.
Yeah.
He has bigger goals. So
right.
we're making a bet on who's winning this. But I think the first year he won.
Okay.
Okay. So
what do you mean he won? Like it's higher?
Oh, yes. It surpassed
okay,
my goal.
Good. Good.
Which is good.
You want if his goals are higher, you want to win. You want to let him win every time.
Every time.
Because that means it's still going higher.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Right, of course.
So then, so we want to be at a certain, you know, revenue the first year, 3 years, 5 years. So we have, you know.
And just keep measuring that going along.
And hopefully going along, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that I see constantly, mm-hmm. and these are people that, you know, they got their college degree when they were 20, and they've worked for companies, and they've gotten... They don't have a business plan.
No.
Mm-mm. They don't know where they need to be. They don't know their numbers. They're just, and mm-hmm. then they're lost. They're like, well, why aren't we making money? Well, how many did you need? And they don't know, you yeah. know, and it becomes difficult, especially if you grow too fast or you bring the operations guy on at the wrong time. And then you're mm-hmm. like, well, how come we don't have any money? Or,
yeah.
you know, you put yourself in a vulnerable position. And
But I believe you need to invest in order to.
Yeah. You but know. You're doing it carefully. You're doing yes. it. You know, oh, no, targeted systematically. You have control of everything.
I can't hire everybody at the same time.
Of course not.
Because right. then forget it. You know, nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew where to go. Like
right. You know. Have to grow it slowly, so right? You get the job. You learn. You train the people. That's all part of, right? I guess it gets easier. But then as you grow, you got to bring more people on. Those people have to be trained.
Yes.
I guess this operations guy would do that, right?
Then this person, yeah, that I've been talking with someone. So this person will be the one, okay, you'll be hiring. And then, you know, then you'll be training right. them and you'll be working with them and you will be doing inspections at night. You know, all these little things I do now.
Right.
Which I enjoy it, like last night.
No,
I
but
got
it doesn't make
midnight.
Sense from your, you know, you should be doing the business development.
The business
and meeting
development.
The new clients and yeah. making sure the clients are happy.
That's
customers.
Like, yeah. And I want to continue being the front person to the customer.
Right.
I want to be the one who they can call. They can, you know, either say how wonderful it is or they complain.
Or troubleshoot, right.
Or, you know, whatever it is, I want to be able to be the one that they're calling.
Right.
Okay? I don't want to be one of those who, like, I run a company, but then, oh, yeah, everybody does everything for me. No.
Right.
Because I really enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you want to be involved.
It. I want to be involved.
Right.
So.
But you don't want to be so involved that you don't know what's going on. If a customer has a problem, you want to be able to be on the top.
On the overseas.
Overseas, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I want to be able to oversee.
So, and that's one of the advantages, right, of starting your own business. You didn't do it so you could be the operations person running around every night.
No, I don't
you
want
to. You did right. That he doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't own a business. So that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the advantage of being an entrepreneur. But you take mm-hmm. all the risk anyway, owning the business.
Owning
so
the
you
business.
Shouldn't have to be going out at 11 o'clock at night to
no.
check on jobs and stuff. But when I mean, you start, you do.
But you have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was doing it for other companies. And like, here we go, my husband again. He could be like, you can do this for yourself. Like, I wouldn't mind at that time taking a phone call at 12 o'clock at night,
right.
1 o'clock, and, you know, and then, what are you doing? What do you mean you're
Oh, this is when you're working for the other company?
For the other company.
And he's like, you can do this yourself.
He goes, you're answering the calls at
Right,
two,
anyway.
Three. Why can't you do it for yourself? Well,
right.
I like the paycheck, you know.
Yeah.
The paycheck was good.
No,
so you, take
you work
the paycheck.
Hard for the company.
And then now I'm like, I probably answer less phone calls at night now than I own my own business. Than when I work for somebody else.
Yeah, probably.
But the reason is because I make sure my crews are there. I
right.
make sure my crews have what they need and make sure that
so
they're trained.
They don't have the calls. There's nothing to call you about.
Self-sufficient.
Right.
So they don't need to call me because
right.
they're trained the right way.
Yeah.
So
there's no fires coming up all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's knock on wood. Not yet.
No, and I think you got control. So it's probably when you were 17 in Colombia,
yeah.
going in your senior year in high school, you probably... You know, I don't know what did you think you were going to be doing with your future?
Oh, I always want to have my own business.
You always did.
Oh, I always.
I mean, you
did.
Just didn't know what it would be.
Oh no.
Right.
At 17, do you know what you want to be?
No, I've I had no idea.
I don't. Think
I'm
you.
Still trying to figure out what
I
want to be.
I think I just figured it out, and I'm 52.
I kind of fell into being a lawyer. I didn't like what I always wanted to be a lawyer my whole life. I graduated, I guess, like a business major in
yeah.
economics and accounting and stuff, right. And then I went to law school because my grandmother said. You should go to law school.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. So I went to law school. And then after I was like, you know, I like practicing law, but I like business. And then I kind of did both. So I work now. I'm a business lawyer. But if I could do it again, I probably would end up in some other business.
I know.
You yeah. know, law is a good background, but you don't have to practice
oh,
law.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know. Yeah, absolutely.
I like the lawyers when they're on my side.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't do that kind of law, though, on the other side. But
yeah.
But okay, so... We've been talking almost 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I appreciate coming by and telling your whole story. And
thank you.
What we'll do is in the show notes, we can put some links to your website and a little bit about your story. And then people can reach out to you if they're interested in, you know, services. They want to learn more about what
yeah.
you do and how they can get in touch with you. We'll put that all on the show notes in the on the website.
Oh, thank you.
Does that
you.
Make sense?
That's so nice of you.
All right. So, Claudia,
nice.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
If you like our podcast, please tell others about us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review and feel free to share our episodes on social media. If you have any questions or comments, ideas for the show, or you'd even like to appear as a guest, reach out to us by email at beinlaw33@gmail.com. That's beinlaw33@gmail.com. The Accidental Entrepreneur has been written, directed, and produced by Mitchell Beinhacker. If you'd like more information about Mitchell and his practice, you can find him on social media or visit his website at beinhackerlaw.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our feed to be notified of all future episodes.